This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Good morning, Ashley. Buongiorno. Thanks so much for joining us. It's great to be with you once again. Last day of the month from a beautiful Roma.
Well, that's so true. Happy last day of August. Happy to be with you, John. Thanks.
Yeah, it's hard to believe how fast this summer has flown by.
Indeed. But we actually have had a bit of a reprieve in those hot temperatures that I've been reporting. So now it's about only 90. So we're very happy.
Oh, very good. I imagine this morning's Wednesday audience for the Holy Father was indoors once again.
Yes, you're exactly right. Due to that August heat, people got to be comfortably inside the Paul VI audience hall. And today he launched a whole brand new topic, a new series, this time on discernment. So he began by asking that question, what does it mean to discern? Now, the Pope said that discernment is a process which everyone should learn to master in order to live well. And he said that proper discernment requires a very close relationship with God. Now, the Pope pointed out that Jesus often spoke about discernment and used images, regular images from ordinary life. He talked about things like choosing the better fish or the best pearl of great price, or even knowing what to do when one finds a treasure. So the reason is, Pope Francis said that Jesus uses these everyday images to describe discernment, is because the kingdom of God manifests itself in the ordinary actions of life. And that then requires a person to take a stand. Now, he said that discernment is an important exercise of intelligence and skill, of will and knowledge, an experience, as well as emotion. And he said that it's something which shouldn't be taken lightly, because if one wants to live, then one should want to enjoy life. And the way to do that is to remember that you are a creature. Remember that the choices that you make have a consequence, that they have a consequence for you, for others, and the world. And the Pope went on to say that it's through discerning choices that everyone has the opportunity to make the earth what he called a magnificent garden or a desert of death. And then above all, he said that discernment requires this close filial relationship with God. And he reminded that God is Father. He does not leave his children alone. And he's always willing to advise, to encourage, and to welcome, but he will never impose his own will. And finally, John, then at the end of today's papal audience, the Pope especially prayed for the people of Iraq, specifically in the capital of Baghdad, and all that they have endured in the last days with these violent protests that have left at least 22 people dead and dozens injured. The Pope said he has been following these violent events, following them with concern, and he prayed that God may give peace to the people of Iraq. In fact, he also recalled his visit to Iraq last year and highlighted his firsthand experience of what he called the great desire for normalcy and peaceful coexistence amongst the different religious communities in Iraq. And he stressed that dialogue and fraternity are the best way to deal with the current difficulty and to arrive at that goal of peaceful coexistence, John.
Well, Ashley, the Holy Father, obviously, as the universal pastor, has a heart for these types of situations that are going on in the world. So, you know, it's typical of Pope Francis to pray for the people in Iraq who have had to go through so much.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And you notice that he constantly prays for the people. He prays for peace. He's very careful, doesn't take political stands as the head of state, but we always hear those prayers specifically for those who are suffering, the intention of peace.
Meanwhile, there was a extraordinary consistory at the Vatican. Tell us about this event. This is a big deal.
Yeah, yes. In fact, 197 cardinals of the church, as well as Eastern patriarchs and superiors of the Secretary of State, were called to Rome for this extraordinary consistory. Now, this was the first of its kind in 7 years, only the second of its kind under the pontificate of Pope Francis. So August 27th was dedicated to elevating 20 new cardinals in the church. And in his homily, Pope Francis reflected on the theme of wonder, as is described in the readings that were proclaimed during the masses and celebrations. So he talked about the wonder of St. Paul before God's saving plan, the wonder of the disciples encountering the risen Christ, who, of course, then called them to make disciples of all nations. And he said it's through that one should appreciate how the Holy Spirit guides and moves all forward to proclaim the gospel, and especially to all the peoples to proclaim the wonders of the Lord. And that is what he called all of the new cardinals to do. Now, after that, the cardinals went and had a special visit with Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI at the Mater Ecclesiae Monastery, where he lives inside of the Vatican Gardens. It was a brief meeting, but they say it was a very emotional meeting. Pope Francis greeted Pope Benedict XVI with great affection. He made the sign of the cross on the forehead of Pope Emeritus. And then the cardinals, one by one, introduced themselves and had the opportunity to exchange brief messages with Pope Benedict XVI. Now, the last 2 days then, Monday and Tuesday, were focused on meetings of the new cardinals and those who were involved in the consistory. So they were discussing, we know, the new constitution of the Roman Curia, and the cardinals were broken up into language groups, and there they would have had different debates. But then in the middle of all of this going on this past Sunday, the Pope actually left Vatican City and made a brief trip to Abruzzo. So just about 70 miles northeast of Rome, he participated in a centuries-old tradition. It's called the Celestine Forgiveness. So in Italian, we call it the Perdonanza Celestiniana. And this is an annual celebration established by Pope Celestine V back in 1294. So what the tradition was keeping was a bull of forgiveness that had been drawn up by Pope Celestine V, and it offered a plenary indulgence to all who, having confessed and repented of their sins, go to the Basilica of Santa Maria del Colomaggio from Vespers on August 28th until sunset on August 29th. If they go during that time, walk through that holy door, they receive a plenary indulgence. So, of course, that is the grace granted by the Catholic Church through the merits of Jesus and along with the prayers of Mary and all the saints to remove the temporal punishment due to sin. And for many centuries, L'Aquila in Abruzzo has kept alive this tradition. And the idea is to remind everyone that with mercy, and only with mercy, life can be lived with joy, they say. And so that said, Pope Francis said in his homily there that to be forgiven is to experience here and now what comes closest to the resurrection. And so the Pope left early on Sunday morning. He went by helicopter to L'Aquila, visited the cathedral there. Of course, mind you, this is the same place, that cathedral that was badly damaged by that 2009 earthquake in which more than 300 people died. So the Pope actually wore a hard hat during this visit.
I saw that image. It was quite extraordinary.
Right. So while he was touring the reconstructed areas and the areas that are currently under construction of the damaged church, he indeed had that hard hat on. He also spoke to family members of earthquake victims there. He also spoke to local prisoners, and he greeted them from his wheelchair. Now, at the end of the Mass, the crowd prayed the Litany of the Saints, and they watched as Pope Francis then opened the Basilica's holy door, which making him the first pope to open that holy door in 728 years. And after that, he was wheeled through the basilica to the tomb of Pope Celestine V, and there he spent a moment in silent prayer right there before the relics of his papal predecessor. Pope Celestine V was declared a saint back in 1313. And during this visit, Pope Francis said that he hoped and prayed that Aquila would become a capital of forgiveness, peace, and reconciliation, John.
Sounds like the Holy Father has been quite busy touring around Italy. I understand that tourism for the common folks is also soaring in Italia.
Yes, and it's actually Americans who are leading the way. In fact, it's now that we're really here at the end of summer and looking back, it looks like that foreign tourists have brought in about 17 billion euro to Italy this year. About 2.2 million Americans have come to Italy this summer, bringing in 2.1 billion from the U.S. alone. The exciting thing is that this is a 20% increase more than the same period back in 2019, so pre-COVID. So in the meantime, the couple of groups that we're not seeing here, Russian tourists because of EU sanctions after the invasion of Ukraine, as well as the Asian market, specifically the Chinese market, has greatly, greatly decreased. But about 35 million Italians as well have chosen to spend their holidays in their own country. So instead of going abroad necessarily, they've decided to stick around and stay close to home. And so the exciting thing is that this is, it's as though we're getting back to business as usual. But one thing that tourists may not have expected, John, is that over in Sardinia, there have been multiple tourists who have been stopped at the airport. In fact, about 22 kilograms of stolen Sardinian beach sand has been found in tourists' bags over these past few weeks. People are trying to take them back as souvenirs. They've found pebbles, they've found shells, all from the beautiful, iconic beaches of Sardinia. So they're getting some unexpected fines from about 500 euro to 3,000 euro, and sadly, they don't get to take their sand or shells back home. So, but indeed, we are quite grateful that tourism has picked up again in the Bel Paese, John.
Interesting stories. If we're ever going to have a cappuccino together, I need to get my passport updated along with my wife. Because of COVID, we let it expire. So that is one of our dreams down the road to make it to Italy and perhaps meet you for some cappuccino.
Oh, my goodness. John, I'm waiting. We're waiting. We're going to get the cappuccino ready.
All right. Real quickly, Assisi is celebrating their patron, Saint Rufino.
San Rufino, exactly. So sure enough, they have been having a special celebration since 1300, since the year 1300. It's called the Palio of San Rufino. And there, they have special, this all happened this past weekend. They had various special masses as well as cross championships. So they divide the city into three different districts, and those three compete amongst each other. Some of the other events that happen, they have a long parade with people in medieval costumes. They have a medieval style banquet. They also have special baptism of new babies as they baptize them into the Association of the Little Crossbowmen. In other words, preparing for them to then join this confraternity of crossbowmen one day. So sure enough, they are all competing for the Palio. This is a beautiful painted flag done by a local artisan, and all of that to celebrate the wonderful San Rufino, after whom the Cathedral of Assisi is named, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.